Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center, and Michelle King Robson, founder of EmpowHer.com, cut through the confusion to discuss all things her. This is Her Radio on Radio MD.
Oh, I've got some secrets that only plastic surgeons can share. Yeah, I thought so. You're all just falling off your chairs now. Grab those pencils and paper and whatever else you got, because we have Dr. Robert Singer, our go-to plastic surgeon, who's an internationally recognized plastic surgeon out there in California and San Diego. All right, Dr. Singer, what are these secrets we're just waiting to hear?
Well, I'm not sure that they're all total secrets, but there are a couple things to realize. First of all, when it comes to sharing secrets, just realize that plastic surgeons, ethical plastic surgeons, don't share information about patients to anybody else. That's kept private. So this isn't a matter like what we're telling about the patients who come into the office. These are just things that individuals can do to minimize aging or what's realistic. One of the things, liposuction is not for weight loss. Exercise, diet are important. Those areas that you can't lose or that you've always had, no matter, even if your weight is down, that's great for liposuction. Areas like love handles in males, tummies, thighs for women, those areas can be significantly improved with liposuction, and there is no magic to the different marketing terms about laser lipo, smart lipo, liposculpture. The most important thing is who's at the end of the cannula and who's doing it. You want a board-certified plastic surgeon.
So you're really talking about contouring, really. I mean, you're not like dropping 28 pounds. And that's important because I, as a physician also, I'm hearing this all the time. Oh, I got 10 pounds to go. I'll just have it lipoed. Wrong answer. So I want to make sure everyone out there hears that. You know, lipo is great for contouring, but if you really want to drop weight, you know what my normal rant and rave is? It's healthy lifestyle habits. It's that eating appropriately. It's getting that physical activity. All right, what's another secret?
Skincare. What's the magic ingredient for skincare? There is no magic ingredient. It needs to be individualized. And as you age, the skincare you need is different from when you were younger, and it varies from season to season depending on where you are and humidity. So what you really need to see is a good esthetician, medical esthetician in an appropriate medical office, plastic surgery, or dermatology office, and be on a program. There's not one ingredient. The average person uses 7 different skincare products. So there's not one magical ingredient that is going to significantly alter your skin.
And SPF, girlfriends, good grief. Okay. Get that sun protection, right?
So let's go on to the next one, which is how to delay aging, and you've hit on that. Sunscreen, you have to reapply it every couple hours. You need to be intelligent about sun exposure. You don't want to have extremes of lifestyle. No smoking, no extreme as far as alcohol use, no harsh chemicals on your skin, and making sure that for the eye area, you use good protective sunglasses, which help diminishing the crinkling. And especially people I see in California or Florida, where there's a lot of sun, eyes age more without wearing good protective sunglasses.
Oh, that's very important. So invest in, and you know, they have that great SPF clothing out there, which is also good for the rest of your body, and certainly, you know, great hats, needless to say. So talk to me, Robert, you know what I'm going to ask. I'm going to ask about this. What is this thing about sleeping on your back?
Okay, you should sleep the way you're comfortable, but if you sleep on, you realize gravity plays a role in aging. If you sleep on your face, if you sleep on your stomach, you get more swelling, you get more laxity, you're better off having your head elevated and sleeping on your back. But obviously, if you're uncomfortable, you can't do that. Just accept the fact that it's not the ideal for aging, but you have to sleep where you're comfortable, because aging also depends on a lot of other factors. If you don't get enough sleep, if you have a lot of stress, you'll have more signs of aging.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, I sleep on one side. It's that side that everyone says, it's the left side, that everyone says you get your best optimal digestive microbiome balance and all the rest of it. So now I can bag the belly bugs and just go for the face.
And you'll probably realize when you look in the mirror that the side that's dependent, the side you lie on, probably has a little more laxity than the other side. But, you know, none of us are absolutely symmetrical, even supermodels. It's the balance of the face. Most people are not identical from side to side, and they won't be before surgery. Nobody cares about it before surgery. Everybody cares about it after surgery. That's not realistic to be absolutely identical from side to side.
I got you.
But positioning helps.
Positioning helps. You know, there's another question. It's just so wonderful having you, Dr. Robert Singer, our go-to plastic surgeon, you know, for this segment, because I got a question. So a lot of my patients and other people just in my life will say, ah, you know, I've dropped a bunch of weight and, you know, whatever. I'm just going to get a quick tummy tuck and this thing will be tight and gorgeous in no time at all. Hello? Tummy tucks are major surgery, right?
You know, these are real surgeries. It's not like going to get your hair cut. Statistical results, and that's a much more frequent procedure than was done in the past. The ravages of pregnancy has their effect on the body. A tummy tuck, a mommy makeover, is a terrific procedure, but you have to realize you have to plan for it. It's not like getting your eyelids done. It's more uncomfortable. You need some help with if you have kids at home. You need to plan appropriately to have that support mechanism at home, and the limitation of activity, heavy lifting, straining, and exercise. Depending on the extent of the procedure, whether you have the muscle tightened, it may take a little longer to recover and before you can go back to exercising. It's a terrific procedure for the right patient who's medically cleared for the operation, who's in good medical health, and who understands it doesn't take the place of exercise, diet, and good lifestyle. But in those areas that you can't lose that excess skin or tighten that muscle that's stretched out, it's a wonderful procedure in the right hands.
Oh, fantastic. You know, I have a patient who's just in the process of finishing up dropping about 150 pounds over the course of over a year and a half. And she's just doing superbly well, just with nutrition, physical activity, getting her stuff together. And, you know, she's got that skin hang. So she's going to definitely need a tummy tuck. And I've been telling her all about what's going to be coming up because it is a major surgery. But for her, it's just superb. And she is so motivated, and she's going to do really well. Who knows, Dr. Singer? I may just refer her to you. You just never know. So, and then, okay, you've got like 1 minute. That's it. Tell us about cellulite. Everybody wants to know.
You know, most people have most women have cellulite, and it would be nice if there was that magic wand that gets rid of it. There's a lot of hype. There's a lot of spin. There's a lot of magic technologies. None of them reach up to the exact promotion that they have. The hype is greater than the reality of the science. Their procedures are getting better. There's a lot of theories of why cellulite occurs and how to improve it. Sometimes it's the skin tightening will help it. Sometimes fat injection and the depressions will help it.
Gotcha.
But if somebody expects magic that it's going to go away, especially with
it ain't happening.
Irregularities, not going to happen.
Not going to happen. Dr. Robert Singer, our go-to plastic surgeon, you've been fabulous. You've been telling us your secrets, secrets of plastic surgeons. Thank you so much for being on Her Radio once again. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. If you've got a health question, you better shoot it to us at askher@radiomd.com. Listen to our podcast on Radio MD. And whatever you do, stay well.